Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
I'm going to get to your calls right now for Joe Wants to Know, and you can answer any of these questions today. What's the best condiment or a sauce? It can be at a fast food place or at a restaurant. Second question, do you put your silverware, like the part you use, like the fork tip or the spoon, like where you scoop stuff up, do you put that down when you wash it in the dishwasher or you put that up? I'm always arguing with my wife, Lindsay, about that. I say you put it down, she puts it up, and it's just like I get stabbed every time I go in there.
I keep it up because I feel like that's the way that the, because I don't like rinse my dishes before I put it in the dishwasher, so I feel like if it's up, that's the only way it's going to get, you know, washed as clean.
I mean, I guess, because there's sprayers in the top and the bottom. I don't know, I just feel like it's supposed to sit down. That's me. And what is a good book that you read lately? You can answer any of those questions at 833-JOE-ALEX. Jesse, let's kick it off with you. What's your answer?
So mine's about the book. I just finished Bird Box.
Oh, like the big movie we're all talking about.
Yeah, so I watched the movie, and I really, really liked it. And so I downloaded the book on my Kindle, and I could not put it down. It is absolutely amazing. It's very different than the movie, so it's not like you're just rereading the movie that you just watched. It was so good. It's not that long. It's only like 300 pages. It's also very cheap to download, so I mean, obviously, a lot of us have smartphones. It's only $2.99 on Amazon.
Can I get your login?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
What's better, the book or the movie?
What was that?
What's better, though, the book or the movie?
The book.
See,
that's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
I never believe people, and this is going to where I'm going to get laughed at, until I read the Hunger Games book. And then I watched the movie. I'm like, wait a minute. What happened? Hey, thank you, Jesse, for calling in. Looks like we got a bunch of book nerds, which is nothing wrong with that. Bethany, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you're calling in for also, what, a book recommendation?
Oh, yeah. The Steel Brothers saga is like the best. I'm on my third book, and I think there's 10 of them.
What is the Steel Brothers saga? What is that?
It's like more... moodier than 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh.
Oh, you ladies looking for the love out there.
I have a book, too.
All right,
mine,
what do you got?
Mine is called A Harlot's Cry, and it's about one this one lady's 35-year journey through the sex industry. It is so good, very inexpensive. It's like $15 on Amazon, A Harlot's Cry. Got to read that.
Any pictures?
Well, no.
You
can see what
me.
She looks like now.
Oh, no, I want pictures from back in the day. Hey, Jacob, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. I'm so surprised everybody's calling about books. What's your book?
My book is called Zombie Ohio, and it's a book about a guy who dies and doesn't know that he died and became a zombie, and he can talk, he can think, and no one knows that he's a zombie the whole book until the very end. Everybody finds out, and everybody wants to figure out how it happened, and it's a really interesting book. It's not chapters. It's just a three-part book. I was hoping they would make a movie. They said they would, and they still haven't, so I hope they would make it.
Honestly, Jacob, I feel like that could be me. I could be that man that's a zombie, and he doesn't even realize what the heck's going on in his own world.
I feel the same way.
Hey, Jacob, man, thank you for calling in today to the Joe and Alex Show for Joe Wants to Know. And let's talk to Marcy, who's in Houston this morning. We're also on the air on 92.1 Radio Now. Finally, somebody hitting the hard-hitting questions. Don't get me wrong. I like books, but those are all the nerds. You're going to talk about the dishwasher thing. Do you do the silverware down or up?
I actually do them facing up.
What, Marcy? That's just disappointing. Alex said that's what she does, too, and so is my wife. Is this just a dumb guy thing?
No, I don't know. I think it's preference. I actually feel that when they face up, the spray actually washes them cleaner. So
I knew it.
I wouldn't want them... Yeah, I wouldn't want to put them face down because they'll be crusted.
Yes.
And then the dirt might not get off.
Yeah, no crusted silverware for us. Thank you. We got a tweet from Zach who says that the actual dishwasher manual says that you're supposed to keep them face up.
Well, I'm a guy. I don't read the manual. You know that.
That's true.
Hey, Marcy, thank you
it's
so
a
much.
It's the manual either. So.
Thank you, Marcy.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Hey, Alex, I heard you got scammed.
I did get scammed. This is a few months back, but I'm going to tell the story again if you forget.
All right, we'll find out what's going on. Kind of a warning out there next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Then after that, the garbage.